Now for our weekly installment of Political Corner. NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams and his Beltway insiders have the latest news from the nation's capital. Juan?
Thanks, Ed. We're joined now by Ron Walters, professor of political science at the University of Maryland. His latest book is called Freedom Is Not Enough. Also with us, Reverend Joseph Watkins. He's a member of the government relations group at Buchanan Ingersoll and a member of the first President Bush's White House staff. Reverend Watkins joins us from WPHT in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Thanks for joining us on Political Corner, gentlemen.
Good to be with you.
Thanks, Juan.
Let's start with something that's akin to a Greek tragedy, the story of Claude Allen, who is now accused of shoplifting. Claude Allen, for those of you who don't know, was the president's domestic policy advisor. He resigned a little over a month ago, but even after he had informed the White House that he was under suspicion for some charges, he was a guest of First Lady Laura Bush at the State of the Union address. Joe Watkins, is this someone you know?
He is somebody that I know. I've had a chance on several occasions to meet Claude Allen. I've been in a couple of meetings with him at the White House. I met him when he was at Health and Human Services. I think he was deputy secretary there, and I know he did a good job while he was there. This is obviously a real tragedy. That is if the charges are true.
Joe, this is one of the most prominent African-American Republicans in the country. He had been a nominee for the Fourth Circuit. That was blocked. But he'd also been an aide to former Senator Jesse Helms. It just is striking to people that, this man, a protege of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, would be involved in a scheme to take things back to Target and pretend that he had purchased them, get refunds for them. What is going on? Do you think that this is psychosis?
Well, I don't know that anybody yet has figured out exactly what it is. Obviously, in our system of law, people are innocent until proven guilty, and we've just got to wait to see what the case is. But clearly, if it is true, it's a real tragedy. Maybe it was a cry for help on his part, but human beings are prone to make mistakes, are prone to do things wrong, and sometimes people give in to their worst temptations, whatever those temptations might be. We don't know what the story is with Claude Allen, whether or not this was, on his part, a cry for help, or whether he's been wrongly accused, if that's the case.
Professor Walters, is there any sense of hypocrisy here? Is there any joy in terms of seeing an African-American Republican sort of hoist on his own petard here?
Well, I don't think so. I think it's a sad situation by any stretch of the imagination. But I think that it does tell us a couple of things, and that one is that some of the rhetoric of the Republican Party has been sort of holier than thou with respect to these ethics issues. And what we find is what we found all along. If you go back to the mid-1990s, we found that a number of very high-ranking white Republicans had to leave the Congress of the United States, both the House and the Senate, Livingston, Newt Gingrich, after they had played a role in actually trying to bring down the President of the United States for a sexually related charge. I think that what it says to us is that we really ought to get off of this high horse of being holier than thou, more religious than thou, and feeding this stuff into the political mainstream. For Republicans, that I think, black Republicans in particular, it's given them a particular problem because this comes on the heel of charges against Armstrong Williams. It feeds into some of the problems that I think the president's White House has been having with ethics charges and violations. So I think it's not a good thing all around. But I think what it does say is that these people are human just like everybody else.
Well, let me just say this before we go on, that Claude Allen's trial is scheduled to begin April 27th in Montgomery County, Maryland, and I imagine there will be a great deal of attention to him. It's a personal tragedy drama. And again, to emphasize something that Reverend Watkins said, this is just a charge. We don't know the full details of this story yet. Now moving on, the second story is Senator Russ Feingold, a Democrat from Wisconsin, trying to censure President Bush over the president's secret wiretapping program. Joe Watkins, does it have any hope?
The sad thing about this is that it seems to me that this is just kind of piling on. It comes at a time, of course, when for those of you who follow approval ratings, and approval ratings are what they are. I mean, they go up and they go down. But for those who follow approval ratings, this has been a difficult time in the presidency. And so for Russ Feingold to come out now, especially when this president is so sincere in his efforts to make sure that Americans are safe, to try to censure the president, to try to tarnish him in some way really reeks of political opportunism.
But I think it was political opportunism really for a good cause, because the president broke the law. And here we have a situation where the Republicans impeached the president of the United States, President Clinton, for something relatively minor compared to a President Bush who broke the law. 1978, Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, which says that in order to survey American citizens, you have to get permission from a court. President Bush didn't do that. Proceeded on his own steam and put a program together surveying American citizens illegally. Now, if that doesn't deserve a censure, I don't know what does.
Well, we'll have to come back to it. Gentlemen, thanks so much. Ron Walters is professor of political science at the University of Maryland. His latest book is called Freedom Is Not Enough. Reverend Joseph Watkins is a member of the Government Relations Group at Buchanan Ingersoll and a member of the first President Bush's White House staff. Thanks to both of you. Back to you, Ed.
Thanks, Juan. Join NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams and our political insiders every Thursday right here on Political Corner.